Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites. Another opening of
another show. Well, greetings from the other coast for a while. Of course, I will continue to report on both. Now, on Broadway, the final spring shows are opening. The latest two include Smash, based on the late and some thought great TV show. And John Proctor is the Villain is the other new show, seemingly a teenage take on an old story about, well, the witches in our lives. Reviews of Smash are very mixed, but John Proctor is very positive. I will catch up on both when I return. Now, I did see three other big musicals recently open, all love stories of a sort. First was Old Friends, celebrating the work of the late and definitely great Stephen Sondheim. The two named stars here are Bernadette Peters, who was a Sondheim staple, of course, and Leah Salonga, known primarily from Miss Saigon, which was not a Sondheim show. They are accompanied here by a highly talented group of singers and comedians. This is truly a Sondheim retrospective, from West Side Story to Sunday in the Park to Sweeney Todd. I totally enjoyed Old Friends and even left with a tear in my eye seeing all the photos of that highly unique artist displayed on large screens. I couldn't begin to pick a favorite number, but yes, I will. Bernadette Peters doing Send in the Clowns from A Little Night Music? Well, that brings down the house, and why not? The show, by the way, started on this coast, on the West Coast. Now it's on Broadway for what I would think will be a nice run. Interestingly, my next show was composed and created by the one man many do sometimes compare to Sondheim. That would be Jason Robert Brown. The revival of one of his first shows, The Last 5 Years, has just opened on Broadway. Now, this is a two-character piece about a man and a woman who tell the same story, sort of, from different perspectives and in a different order. The Last 5 Years is one that young, aspiring actors constantly use in auditions, mostly because it's a sung-through show, so no real talking, so every song is almost a show in itself. This particular production has received mixed reviews, liked him but loved her as sort of a common theme. Him being Nick Jonas, a good name in the recording arena, and Adrienne Warren, a huge name in the theatrical one. And she played Tina Turner, you might recall. I like Jonas enough here. He's endearing and tries hard, but, well, Warren really does blow him away. It's a crowd-pleasing show, and most seem to walk out satisfied. And speaking of walking out satisfied, get yourself to Boop, B-O-O-P. Boop. Hey, I was reluctant and skeptical, too. But this is first-class fun and well-performed experience. Even if you have no memories of being a Betty Boop cartoon aficionado, though my daughter was, I must say, here the story follows Ms. Boop leaping from one dimension, that one, to another, our human one. I wish I wasn't drawn so well, she laments at one time. What matters is Betty is played by Jasmine Amy Rogers, who is spectacular. Yep. Another contender for that Best Actress category. And she is surrounded by a wonderful supporting cast, including former multiple Tony winner Faith Prince on one end of the age spectrum, and a young girl, 17, named Angelica Hale, who we will be hearing a lot about. And just about the best dancing we've seen all season is in this show. Ultimately, it is a love story to New York City. Audiences walk out of Boop practically jumping with joy. Meanwhile, those Tonys are nearing, which means decisions are being made about, well, who qualifies for what. For example, one made this past week was interesting. Kieran Culkin, Bob Odenkirk, and Bill Burr will each be considered eligible in the best performance by an actor in a featured role in a play category for their performances in Glengarry Glen Ross. Now, that means they're supporting actors, theoretically. I think this decision was made because they're trying to say that play really has no leading man. Casting news, 2-time Tony winner, 6-time Emmy winner, and Olivier winner Bryan Cranston will reunite with director Ivo Vanhove in a production of Arthur Miller's All My Sons on London's West End later this year. God, I hope they bring that to New York. They worked together on Broadway before in Network. Leslie Odom Jr. returns to Hamilton, well, I think in September, where he originated the role of Aaron Burr. That's exciting. I've discussed composers today. Well, we just lost one this past week. Tony winning William Finn passed away. He was behind shows like Falsetto and The Spelling Bee. He was 73. In response to the news, the theater community has been saluting his impact on Broadway and the lives of countless artists who have crossed his path. That's William Finn. Finally, I know I had said I'd be discussing Just in Time, the new musical at Circle in the Square. This is Jonathan Groff's love letter to the late Bobby Darin. Well, it turns out it's a little too soon to officially review because it's still in previews. But hint, hint, this is an immersive experience and Groff pours his heart and much more into this one. Anyway, I will see you next week, just in time.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.